West Georgia's first news for your Thursday. From the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Only one contested race on ballots this fall for the Carrollton City Schools Board. Melanie McClendon, who is the incumbent for the board's at-large seat, is being challenged by retired educator Tim Holt.
I have over 20 years' experience in schools. Also, a lot of us get too wrapped up in national politics when really it's at the local level where the biggest change can take place. What really motivated me was I live in Carrollton and I got my property tax. My property tax for my house went from X amount to 2X plus 40%. And then I actually took a hard look at the specific budget and I saw some items that didn't line up, in my opinion, that were not appropriate for a school system with four schools.
Holt was the guest on Wednesday's WLBB Community Voice.
The best board members do not get involved in the day-to-day operations with schools. The board job is to set policy, hire superintendent, and approve the budget. And also to be a listening ear for parents and community members. The board exists to support teachers, support students, and to have the absolute best school system we can possibly have.
And that complete Community Voice interview with Holt is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. This weekend's 20th Annual Arts Festival of Carrollton, bringing more than 70 local and national fine artists and crafters to West Georgia. Attendees can purchase beautiful works of art while enjoying free performances, demonstrations, kids' activities, and food vendors. Festival coordinator Don McWhorter has been part of this festival since the beginning.
We want to expose creativity and hands-on as much as possible. And on every level, I want families and individuals, couples, whatever, to come out to the festival and just let your imagination go, but also your curiosity. And you can walk up and talk to these artists and ask them the conception of the piece and how they executed the piece and find out a bit more about art and even find that there's something for them.
And the Arts Festival of Carrollton runs Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5 both days. Find the full rundown of events online at carrolltonarts.com/artsfestival. And the Carroll County Mental Health Advocates' 5th annual masquerade ball this past weekend, bringing in over $150,000, where funding raised will help the nonprofit with items like Carter Sensory Autism Kits for the Crisis Response Team for youth mental health crisis calls, prescription emergency mental health medications for uninsured clients, transportation costs to long-term treatment facilities for clients, cost of support groups that will serve more than 1,500 clients annually in Carroll County, helping the expansion of the Carroll County Crisis Team and other benefits. I am Colin Worthington reporting.